back. Thank you. He gave me another dimpled smile. You're welcome, I whispered, giving myself a mental kick to the rear. I raised my voice to a normal level. Come again. He opened the bag and pulled out a muffin, setting it on the counter before grabbing his coffee. I intend to. Without another glance, he turned and walked out the door. All at once, the real world slammed back around me. The faded background noises seemed to suddenly roar to life, reminding me of the other afternoon customers who were seated at tables and couches in the cafe. Pretending not to notice the watchful gazes, I fought the urge to smile or slump to a happy heap. Instead, I snatched up the muffin, peeled back the pretty wrapper, and took a hefty bite. Mmm, still the best.
Theo. What was that about? Luke asked as his steps fell in with mine. I shrugged. Felt like a cup of coffee. From a shop? What, that fancy machine at your place just a decoration? Why are you so concerned with my caffeine intake, Luke? I lifted the cup to my lips, fighting a grimace at the flat bitterness. Just surprised to see you jonesing for a $5 cup. 157, I corrected, taking another sip. And it tastes like it, too. Ignoring his watchful gaze, I tossed the paper bag at him. Plus the cost of a muffin. Don't say I never give you anything. What flavor? He asked, though he was already pulling it out. If there was one thing that could temporarily distract him, it was food. Banana chocolate chip. I thought about the woman again, suddenly regretting not keeping the muffin for myself. Fumph, he muttered around a mouthful, using the hand holding the muffin to point to his watch. I lifted my chin, lengthening my strides. I'd spent too long in the coffee shop. Construction and traffic were a bitch in Boston to begin with. At that time of day, everyone in a rush to get out of the city and home to the suburbs, it was gridlocked for hours. We'd parked a few blocks away, making the rest of the trip on foot. As we'd passed Java Brew, a shop I'd gone by countless times, I glanced in at the woman behind the counter. Her blonde hair had been piled high on her head, small bits escaping. Bellissima. I hadn't thought twice before cutting Luke's sentence off and telling him to watch the door. I knew we were already rushed for time. Still, I'd watched for a moment as she'd worked, her movements graceful even in the mundane task. Her mishap with the beans had been amusing, her furrowed brow appealing, and her full lips fuckable. My body had already been responding despite my efforts to fight it. Once she'd looked up at me with her large, pale green eyes, I'd officially lost the fight. Just thinking about her, I found myself getting hard again. Drinking as much of the coffee as I could stomach, I tossed the mostly full cup in a garbage can as we walked. Luca. Yes, he answered immediately, not even taking a bite as he waited for my response. Find out about the blonde barista that was working at the shop. Basic background? I thought about the way she'd made me feel. Everything, I said. Luke nodded once, pulling out his cell and swiping across the screen. Give me a day or two. Brothers, though not by birth, Luca got away with things most men wouldn't think about. Even so, he knew if I called him his full name, the order wasn't to be questioned. Pushing all thoughts of the cat-eyed blonde to the back of my head, I refocused as we approached the office building. Luke rattled off some numbers for the meeting as we made our way through the lobby to the elevator. Pressing the up arrow, the silver doors opened. Wait, how late are they? I asked as we stepped in. Late, he emphasized, his brows raised. As the doors began to close, I looked ahead. A wide smile spread across my face. Excellent.
Dahlia. Fighting a yawn, I snuck another sip of my coffee. Truth be told, it was probably more vanilla syrup, sugar, and whipped cream than...